WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Gimme Fiction, the latest CD by the Austin-based band Spoon, is the group's first CD in 3 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Spoon's mixture of catchy songcraft and odd oblique lyrics combined to create one of the year's most intriguing records.
The beast and dragon are dawn. You've been gone so long. Where you've been for so long. I went to places unknown.
That new Spoon song is called The Beast and the Dragon Adored, and I find it extremely alluring, immediately accessible, yet mysterious. Don't ask me what it's about. From the title onward, singer-songwriter Britt Daniel keeps us at arm's length from the emotions that fill his throat as he sings. Eventually, a kind of chorus develops around the idea of a feeling that worked its way into the morose singer's soul. And that feeling, quote, came from rock and roll. From a lesser band, this would be pretty trite, another hymn to the redemptive power of rock. But the good thing about Britt Daniel and Spoon is that they don't play this for irony or laughs or excessive emotion. They play it straight, as simple fact. Something similar is at work on the next song, The Two Sides of Monsieur Valentine.
Every morning I've got a new chance.
On a song like this, Britt Daniel seems to be reaching for the sort of non sequiturs that Bob Dylan so masterfully amasses that resonate with emotional, if not grammatical, sense. I like the way Britt Daniel creates alternate universes in his songs. Here he says he wants to, quote, land the part of Eddie in The Stranger Dance, a play or a movie that, to my knowledge, doesn't exist. A little later on, in the song Sister Jack, he claims to have spent time in a heavy metal band called Requiem, which sounds unlikely, but the band's bassist apparently really did. This is one thing I like a lot about Spoon, the way they avoid trite proclamations of love or heartbreak, and they aren't afraid to invoke looming worlds that are framed by musical references to monumental bands like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Always on the outside, always looking in.
As a chunk of music, that song, Sister Jack, sums up everything I enjoy about Spoon. Britt Daniel plays all the guitars and what are listed merely as sound effects. The melody starts out as a 60s British invasion stomp, nailed into place by the hammering drums of Jim Eno, and then swerves into chaos. Daniel doesn't take guitar solos so much as he bookmarks the place where they'd go with some sudden scratchy, screechy noise, as though he was just scratching the guitar strings or rubbing them randomly with a violin bow. The strategy works because the organizing melody is so shapely and so full. It gives him room to experiment without going all Frank Zappa on us.
I
my camera on, I cut my fingers on the way. On the way, the waves slipping away. I turned my feelings on, you made me untouchable for life. Yeah, yeah, and you wasn't alone. It hit me like a ton. You hit me like a ton. No, no, no. Ooh, yeah. Well, I took my feet.
That's Britt Daniel going up into his Mick Jagger falsetto, as distinct from his John Lennon rasp on The Beast and the Dragon Adored. On another song, My Mathematical Mind, Daniel lifts a Lennon-McCartney phrase, I'm looking through you, to complete the couplet, you know who you are. Yet this, I think, is what Spoon is trying to get at, that you or I or they don't know exactly who we are, that we're always in the process of creating or reinventing ourselves. As low-key and cool and abstract as Spoon can come off, that's a pretty upbeat notion, one that their songs pick apart and really savor. The band reportedly hates the puns their name inspires in headline writers, but too bad. Spoon cuts like a knife.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Gimme Fiction from Spoon.